Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And God is with us all and for us all. And I've just had a lovely evening at the gym. And again, God continues to open doors, to speak to different people and to encourage. And we just live our daily lives with God. It's not that we have to go out and look for anything to do. It's because God is the one that is arranging our day. He's arranged our day, and when we're listening and being led by the Spirit of God, then we'll be doing the things that God's already preordained for us, the things that are going to be beneficial and a blessing to our life. You know, it may just be little things, it may not be a lot at all, but every day will be significant. Every day is known to God, and you know, it's down to us to make right decisions and right choices every day, to focus our minds in the right way every day, because you know, what we do has an effect, what we say has an effect, how we react has an effect, how we treat ourselves has an effect, how we treat other people has an effect. You know, there's that cause and that effect. And just like there's sowing and reaping, giving and receiving, there's cause and effect. You know, you do something today, and what you do today will affect your tomorrow, will have an impact in a good or bad way, or maybe not, nothing there at all, because you haven't sown nothing, you haven't caused anything to go into operation on your behalf, because everything is set up on principles and laws, really, when you think about it. Like the whole world and what we do, life is governed by words. You know, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You know, what we say, what we think, what we dwell on will come out of our mouth, and we're to put a guard around our heart and around our mouth. We're to guard our heart with all diligence, you know, put an effort into guarding it, you know, like being careful and thinking twice. And, you know, I can remember when I used to get in trouble all the time. Did you think of what she was doing? Didn't you think about the consequences, Lawrence? No. And then I had consequences for some of the actions and things that I'd done, and some of the things that I said, and how I, you know, decided to do things. I didn't put no thought, no effort, just blindly, you know, going through things. And this is what a lot of the people in the world do. They're blindly, you know, walking around. And it says in 2 Corinthians that the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4, I believe, the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. The ones that don't receive the words, the ones that don't believe in God, the ones that don't believe in Jesus Christ, you know, they're blind. You know, the God of this world has blinded their minds, lest they believe the glorious gospel of Christ, you know. And so, you know, people wander around aimlessly. They're stumbling around and fumbling around in darkness. If you're fumbling around in darkness, you're going to stub your foot on the bedpost, you know, or on the chair. So, you know, everything has a cause, everything has an effect. And so we got to look at our lives and think to ourselves, what things am I causing that is affecting my day and my tomorrow? Because what you do today will affect your tomorrow, you know? And are we placing good seeds down? Are we, you know, preparing our paths with God? Are we walking the paths that God's prepared for us? Because God's already seen ahead, so He's ordered our steps. He makes our feet like hinds' feet, and He sets us upon our high places. But only God can do that when we're allowing Him to lead us, when we're being, you know, obedient to His voice, not pleasing ourselves, you know, not living unto ourselves, but living unto God. And, you know, following the encouragement that's been given, which is so precious in this time, you know, where there is no vision or revelation from God, the people wander aimlessly. But we've got vision, we got revelation. God's word has been made known and is being made known even as we live and move now, even as we speak. The direction is clear, know, we're to speak in tongues much, really, know, worship God in spirit and in truth, because God seeks such to worship him. That's what Jesus said. And we're to speak by the Spirit of God, those rhema words proceed and forth out of the mouth of God. You know, we're to honour God with our substance and the first fruits of all our increase. It doesn't say hold any back. It doesn't say put some in your savings. It says you honour God with the first fruits. Like the first things have to be first for great blessings, for great increase, for great abundance, for great growth. We do those things. These are things that we can do that God would have us do, because the effects of doing that is going to give us great benefits before God. And that's what we want, the benefits of God. You know, we're to pray for laborers. You know, we're not to manufacture and try and get people to follow us or come to our fellowship. You know, I've done that. I'm an expert at doing that in the past, but now I let God open the doors. I open my mouth as God shows me in that moment in time where it's going to, you know, have an impact in someone's heart and life, where it's going to get their attention. So these things, again, are just really, really important to remember and to think about, you know, that we are to speak the gospel concerning God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to open our mouth boldly to make known the glorious gospel of Christ concerning him and what he's done, what God has made available because of him. You know, we're ambassadors for God, like I shared on that sharing I put out, and we're ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're representatives, and we have the whole of heaven's authority backing us up as ambassadors, as sons, as daughters. And so we can be very bold. And you know, I wanted to share something, and I just come out of the gym, and it was in my heart, I read, God, I want to share something, give me the words to speak. And cause and effect come to my mind, just like sowing and reaping, giving and receiving, day and night, summer and winter. There's always a cause, and there's always an effect of that cause. So, you know, you might hear some little sounds going on as I'm sharing, because I'm using my phone, so I haven't got my nice system set up. I'm doing this by inspiration, because, you know, many, as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God, and God's working in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's inspiring me to do something, so I use what's available to do it. And then we just do it. We execute it. You know, this is how we do things with God. Whatever he puts in your heart, you go and do. And you do it with all of your heart unto God, you know, and we're loving God with all our heart, soul, mind and strength when we do that. When we decide to put God first, then everything comes into order. Everything comes into balance. Everything comes into view. You know, because we got the words and direction from God. You know, and we're to stay also connected. Another thing, use the connections. You know, sometimes we may not feel like doing any of it. I don't feel like connecting. Don't feel like honouring God. Don't feel like speaking in tongues. Don't feel like speaking by the Spirit. Don't feel like praying for labourers. But there's no benefit to us if we don't do those things. There's no one else that's going to do it for you. Only you can do those things from the freedom of your heart and will. And thank God that he's given us a freedom. And he's given us that, you know, we can make our own choices and decisions. And we either get the blessings of doing it, or we won't receive the blessings for not doing it, because we haven't applied the things that God knows is going to benefit and bless us. So I encourage you guys, you know, we begin a new month. Let's start it hot. Let's start it fresh. Let's start it, you know, again with great heart and desire to really please God and to be led by his Spirit, to be a blessing to others, to serve. You know, this life is not our own. We're here to serve. Leaders actually serve. Leaders wash the feet, you know, and we can serve one another because we're all leaders, right? So, you know, God's got his before-ordained works for you to do. But if you're busy doing your own thing, then his work that he's planned and prepared for you is left undone. And, you know, he can give it to another if you don't do it.
If you don't want to take these things seriously, God can give it to another. He's not withholding anything that is good from them that walk uprightly. What is it to walk uprightly? To walk uprightly is to walk doing those things that are pleasing before God, doing those things that are going to bring benefit, blessings to ourselves and then to others, because we're always profit first. So, you know, God wants us not to be selfish, not just to think of ourselves, not just to worry about what we got and what we haven't got. When you take your eyes off yourself and you put it on God and the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll show you where there's need. Then you can go about ministering then, and then God can bless you greatly because you're using His resources, His time, His energy, and the words that He's given you to minister to others. And that's what we're about. We're about giving. We're about serving. We're serious people, so I can talk in this language because I'm serious, you know, and you're serious. We all want to live for God, don't we? We all want to see great things happen. We all want to see signs, miracles and wonders following. And there's no condemnation to anyone. This is just like a encouraging talk just to show you that if you don't do nothing, you're not going to affect nothing. But what we want to do is not to do anything manufactured. We want to do things led by the Spirit of God. And God is certainly giving you something every day. He really is. He's not leaving you lonely. You know, if you need rest, He'll give you rest. If you need strength, He'll give you strength. If you need provision, He'll give you provision. If you need healing, He'll give you healing. If you need protection, He'll give you protection. Just put Him first. Father, what do you have me do today? Here I am, Lord, send me. I am ready, I am available. Now, I've got to go to work, but here I am. Send me to do what I can do and what you've organized me within my sphere of influence in the work situation that I've got. If you have a job, that is, or if you're a mother, or if you're a father, if, you know, stay-at-home parent. Whatever it is, God's got before-ordained works for you. And He wants you to walk in them. And it just takes going to God, enjoying your day. Father, thank you for this glorious day you've given me. There's things that I got to do, but what would you also have me do, Lord? Show me what it is. Lead me into those before-ordained works. And God is. And when we recognize it, then, you know, we can do it with a full heart, with full faith and full expectation, because, you know, as you give, you also receive. God wants you to have full maximum blessings. He's not withholding anything to you when you do those things that He puts in your heart. And then there's times He blesses when we're not doing anything, you know, because God is a good dad. He's a good God. He's with us. He's for us. So this is something in my heart just to share. And we are Tuesday. I don't know what the date is. Today is the 28th of April. And it just come to my heart just to share this with you, to encourage you, to bless you, to remind you, to bring you back to remembrance of walking with God, keeping Him first for your blessing. It's for your blessing. It's for your benefit. God says, don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. But hearken unto my words diligently. You know, seek me with all your heart diligently. And I'm a rewarder of those that seek me diligently. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. So this is the heart of the Father. He wants to be first. Just remember that one thing. I really encourage you guys. Put Him first. And I'm not saying you're not. But you know if you are or not. And where you're not putting Him first, if you want to see a change in that area, then put God first and you'll see that area change. Because if you take care of God's business, He will 100,000,000% take care of yours. So again, this was just by inspiration. I felt I needed to share something. And so now I'll finish this now. This is Lawrence Tor on the 28th of April, Tuesday, and it is 9:45 in the evening in the UK. So God bless you.